From Southwark News from March the 28th, Surgeons Operated on Wrong Nostril, by Oliver Pugh. Surgeons accidentally operated on the wrong nostril of a patient after staff failed to mark the correct side, it has been revealed. The mistake on the operating table at Guy's and St Thomas's Trust was meant to relieve the person's persistently blocked and runny nose. Doctors only noticed the error when they saw the registrar writing right turbinoplasty on the patient's discharge letter and realised the operation was not carried out on the side given on the consent form. Turbinoplasty is a surgical procedure that reduces the overall size of the scroll-like tissue on the wall of nasal passage, allowing airflow and the relief of the symptoms of congestion. The surgery triggered a never event investigation and led to changes to working practices at the hospital. According to documents presented to the Council's Overview and Scrutiny Committee this week, there were no other never events at the Trust's hospitals in the last quarter of 2012. The patient was seen preoperatively on the day of the surgery by a registrar who completed consent and specified the right side of the nose, the report stated. The surgeon read the clinical notes before operating and saw the correct side surgery form, which said turbinoplasty but did not specify the side. The patient's nose was unmarked and the box was not completed on the form. On examination, the left side of the nose only was blocked, so left-sided turbinoplasty was undertaken, it stated. A spokesperson for Guy's and St Thomas's Hospital Trust said, whilst the nature of the procedure meant that no harm was caused to the patient's health, however, the issue was reported as an incident because senior staff identified a failure to follow the surgical safety checklist. We actively encourage all our staff to report any incident or suspected incident, as we are determined to investigate and learn lessons from these situations. The same report also revealed that two patients developed avoidable pressure ulcers whilst in the care of Guy's and St Thomas's Trust. One patient was admitted with stage 2 pressure ulcer on their hip, but it deteriorated due to inappropriate repositioning onto the affected side. The other patient developed one at the base of their spine because regular skin checks were not undertaken as per hospital policy. As a result, the report said staff were given an educational update. It added, "We take our responsibilities very seriously and continually strive to improve our care." A spokesperson for the Trust said, "We have one of the lowest rates of pressure ulcers in the country, but are determined to reduce this even further. The Trust has a range of measures in place to prevent pressure ulcers wherever possible, both in our hospitals and where patients are being cared for at home. We have a team of specialists, nurses, and we also provide training for staff, as well as support and advice for families and carers."